Welcome, everybody, to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn is amazing. She's a doctor, she's a naturopath, she's an herbalist, she's an acupuncturist. She's going to tell you exactly what she would do if she were in your shoes. I can't think of a person who has devoted more time to helping people's health than Dr. Carolyn Dean. She can make a huge difference as you listen to her words of wisdom. We know she's ahead of time because she is the doctor of the future. Welcome, Dr. Carolyn Dean. Oh, we're back again, Carolyn. Can you believe it? It has been...
Can't believe it.
13, 14 years. We're here virtually every Monday night, and we are here to talk to you about your health, vitality, well-being, and how easy it is, really, honestly, for you to maintain your longevity and your well-being, your mental health, your physical health, all with the most basic and most common sense things you can even imagine. Dr. Carolyn Dean is a naturopath and an MD. Yes, she holds a medical license in the state of California, people, and she is here to talk to you about what she knows after observing the nutrition, dietary supplement, natural health world for over 55 years, watching all the trends come and go, watching the biohackers and the health freedom people, watching the doctors and watching the marketers and watching the functional nutritionists and watching the researchers and watch. And what she's done is narrowed it all down for you and made it super simple. Because if you're on social media for any length of time, you may have had this experience yourself where you see contradictory reports in your thread within two or three posts of each other. And you're like, hold on, what's going on? So Carolyn's going to explain it all to us today. And we've got lots of great topics for you, a live chat line on Facebook and YouTube. And if you're watching the replay, we invite you to leave your comments below. So without further ado, Dr. Carolyn Dean, what would you like to talk about today?
Okay, let's get right to it. There's a lot going on, a lot to talk about. So here's my introductory mini rant. Medscape had an article about medical schools initiating nutrition education this fall. And it's 53 of 192 medical schools. So it's only a quarter of the schools are involved. And it's going to be 40 hours of nutrition education over, I don't know if that's over the 4 years or 6 years. So, you know, they're, or maybe it's 40 hours a year. Don't know that. But what we all know and what they say in this article, it's estimated that about 1 million people in the U.S. die of diet-related chronic diseases each year. Yet nutrition is not taught and there's no nutrition specialty. I went and looked at one point. I think there's like 89 specialties and not one of them is nutrition. And then this writer says, I think we just need to be careful, though, that the information that's included at each of these medical schools is supported by strong evidence. So then I quote Dr. Marty McCarry, the current head of the FDA, who recently said that nutrition science may be the most corrupt field because people pay to do the science that supports the ultra-processed foods and the coffee and the alcohol. So we never get truth. We never get the real facts that would help our health. The writer continues and says, because of the limited nutrition training physicians received in medical school, they don't feel comfortable talking to patients. But you can push that further and say, because they don't get any nutrition training, they don't think it's important. If the only thing that doctors learn to say to their patients is that sugar is bad, and if they told them that, they could be saving lives just to tell people to quit sugar. So to that point, here's a brief report on the Maui Reset Study. We've got all our results in. This gives practitioners and individuals a proven way to get healthy and stay healthy. Mm-hmm. So in our 6-month Maui Reset pilot study, Julie Dickey and I enrolled 10 middle-aged and older adults who followed a simple daily protocol of stabilized ionic minerals. You know them, REMAG, REMITE, PICO potassium. We used our food-based methylated bees in Realign, and our omega-3 algae A plus E and D3K2. 6 formulas, 6 months, 10 patients. And we did a before and after true diagnostic epigenetic test, which was done just with a simple blood spot on a piece of parchment. 9 out of the 10 participants showed meaningful improvements in biological aging markers. All 10 showed improvements in NAD plus metabolism, mitochondrial function, stress resilience, overall nutrition status, and symptom relief, all of them. Many reversed their biological age from anywhere from 3.6 years to 5.8 years in just 6 months, with symptom scores dropping from 31% to 79%. Fatigue, brain fog, anxiety, depression, joint pain, and inflammation all eased noticeably, even for people dealing with long-term depression, heart challenges, menopausal shifts, or toxin exposure. If anyone listening, people who are on the formulas know, but if people are feeling the effects of stress, aging, nutrient gaps, this real world pilot study shows your body can respond quickly when given the right highly bioavailable support. Participants didn't change anything else in their lives. All they did was add the protocol and stop other nutrients while handling everyday stresses, new jobs, travel, family issues, even hospitalizations and drug detox reactions. One 54-year-old with decades of depression and taking antidepressants saw her symptom score plummet by 79% and her biological age drop by 4 years, with big gains in energy, mood, and hope. A 78-year-old Vietnam vet with Agent Orange exposure reversed mitochondrial decline, normalized key markers, and cut symptoms 41%, and felt more vitality than in years. And I go on, a 70-year-old with neurological concerns dropped 5.8 years off her biological age and resolved muscle cramps, brain fog, and panic attacks. And these aren't isolated stories. It was very consistent. And it was just beautiful being able to observe these people, how they were in sort of head down, you know, tight and just sad, depressed, some of them. And then they lightened up and they lost weight. We didn't measure weight. You know, that wasn't part of it, but they changed and they knew it. And people would comment on, wow, you look good. What are you doing? So these pilot results align with and greatly surpass a multi-million dollar 2026 COSMOS trial, capitals COSMOS trial, where daily multiple vitamin mineral supplementation slowed key epigenetic aging clocks over a 2-year period. You want to guess how much? I'm talking about 3.8 years to 5.8 years or something like that our folks dropped. What did this, I don't even know why they published this study, but he only dropped by 4 months.
Oh.
Yep. So at only a few dollars a day, our over-the-counter protocol, low cost, well-tolerated with high self-reported compliance in a real Maui community setting. So whether you're dealing with midlife fog, chronic fatigue, mood challenges, or simply you could feel and measure real differences in energy, or the Maui Reset data suggests you could feel and measure real differences in energy, clarity, and well-being. Many participants even reduced reliance on medications. So start simple. Jenny mentioned earlier, it's simple. Track how you feel and give your cells the cofactors they need. Your future self will thank you.
That's beautiful, Carolyn. Just beautiful. Now, let me ask you this. Are you going to promote the testing mechanism? What if somebody listening wants to find out what their biological age is and can they reverse their aging trends? Do you want to promote that or no?
Well, remember a couple of weeks ago, Jenny, we had a listener write in that she did her biological age, not a before and after, but just, you know, one time biological age. She said her biological age was 17.9 years lower than her chronological age. And we were, whoa. And she said, it's probably due to your formulas. And it probably is.
Yeah.
People can do that. I think the test is getting more and more expensive, but you certainly can do it and see if it's low. But it would be more for people who start on the program, who have the money. It could be like $500 to do this test.
Mm. And
there's a biological age. There's something called True Age. And they also do True Health. We did that as well to find out about mitochondria and all the rest of it. And the company's called True Diagnostic. They take a heck of a lot of time to get the results to you. So that, you know, it can be a bit of a problem for someone who's impatient like me.
This is a sidebar. Carolyn is so extraordinarily spoiled by the great and amazing feats of all of her customer service teams and myself that she's used to having things within 24 hours. But really, the rest of the world doesn't function that way.
No, it's like get her done and it's done. It's so amazing. Yeah, what we've got going. So, yeah, it was very frustrating for Julie and me to wait and wait and wait. But, yeah, get the test if you can afford it. I think it's awesome. And my age, I lost a bunch of years of age. Julie lost a lot of years of age. When you have stress, I think that really affects your biological age. So,
We have not talked about this. This is the first time hearing of this, you guys. It's interesting to me that you lost age because you've been on the products for so long.
I didn't do it before and after. No, did it one time. Like our person who lost 17.9 years.
Okay, yes, of course. Oh, I totally believe that. Yeah, but I get that.
I think what you get from this is, when you do a study, it's to show people this is the possibility. And with research, we like to say, now you can do what we did in the study and you should see the same improvements. What most science says, well, now we have to do a bigger trial. No, I am not going to do a bigger trial. 10 people is enough. They all improved and they all had, you know, a lot of problems. And they still improved. So I'm just saying that the study just proved what Jenny and I know. And Julie and I wanted to do it rather than hand it over to some people that we didn't even know who wouldn't care about doing it right. And there wasn't much to do except, you know, we did the before and after blood. We saw these people at the market and, you know, cheered them on and they got their supplements for free, so they were pretty happy. So it turned out I don't. Was it better than we thought? Because Ginny and I, we've been at this for a decade and a half, so we know people get healthier, but we proved it on the testing.
Yes.
And that's what science gives us, is a proof.
Yes. Yes. And we originally talked about what if we could work with our existing customer population that we know does not experience chronic disease. Mm-hmm. That's kind of where we started. And then we were told that we would have to start out with a group of which we were not familiar, mm-hmm. and put them through the paces of 6 months, mm-hmm. and then prove that there were improvements just strictly from our supplements, because by using our own existing customer base, there are so many factors that we couldn't control. So we did. And so it's fantastic. I knew it was going to be amazing because we have our customers.
Ginny was worried because she said, well, all those people in Hawaii, they're pretty healthy, aren't they?
Mm-mm. Oh, no. Yes. Well, I did say that. I'm like, great, Carol. Let's start in Hawaii. How about Des Moines, Iowa, where we know people are really not doing great. They're in the sun. They're active. They're doing all this. But it just goes to show that you can't assume that just because a person's being active or in the sun or demonstrating some degree, because a lot of these people you met at the farm, right? Through the organic farm community. Yes. Yeah. So they're seeking healthy. They're eating well. They're in a very lively, effective environment. And I'm thinking, oh, great. Nobody's going to show improvement because they're already great. But it just goes to show you, people aren't already great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we didn't change anything else. We didn't change diet or anything, but as you see a person feeling healthier, they say, oh, now I can exercise. Now I have the energy to make a meal. It's just so amazing how you observe common sense in doing a study like this. And these are things that you wouldn't see in a scientific study run out of a university. You don't even know the people who are taking your supplements. So I think it goes back to what we always say about it's for whosoever will. It's for the people who click to the fact that, oh, I want to feel healthier. This looks promising. Maybe I'll try it. And that's all it takes.
Very good. Very good. Well, Savvy is on the chat tonight, and she's saying that she's been on the formula since she was 16. She's 32 now, and she feels fantastic, of course. And she said, now I'm 32 and I feel like I'm 26. So I think that's sweet.
And she's great. She looks wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, she does. Great. But it is amazing how many people her age are already feeling shredded by the technology and being on the computer all the time, having poor diet, eating ultra-processed foods, not moving their bodies properly. And they complain about their hands, their feet, their knees, their joints. They can't sleep. They have mental health issues. And they're young. This is the time that they should be thriving without much effort. So that's not that game. It's just not that way anymore for anyone, really. Right, Carolyn?
It doesn't have to be that way. And when I think of this Cosmos study, that multi-million-dollar, and they used a synthetic multiple whose name I won't mention, but I've talked about how it's coated with some sort of lacquer. makes it a timer. They say makes it a time release, and most older people it ends up in their bedpan. The nurses say they hear it clink in their bedpan, so it's not absorbed. And they're doing a study on this, and they got 4 months. I would be so embarrassed. I would not publish that study.
Wow. But
yeah, so we've proven that. I mean, we've proven constantly through our customer service and everything that these our formulas work. And now this small pilot study, it shows the potential and the possibilities. So there.
Well, I think another thing we've proved, and then we'll go on and we'll talk about this many times, I'm sure, as this all unfolds. But We've also proved that pills and powders are not the way. I mean, you know, to have the stabilized ions of minerals in the liquid form and use REMAG, REMITE, Pico Potassium, and Pico Zinc Plus, right? Yeah. So four of our major mineral products all used in this study and showing this kind of efficacy that has to be related in part to zeta potential, which we've covered on our blog at rnareset.com. You can go over there and look and see what zeta potential is. You have to figure out the absorption factor. Carolyn's going to talk about the difference between a mineral compound and a mineral ion later in the show. So these key, the formulas are key. And the process was key as well. So, yeah. So awesome. as Robin says, so there. So there, Robin says.
Yes. Proved it.
All right. Let's move on, Carolyn. What else would you like to talk about?
Oh, my gosh. So there's so much. Okay. It's the blog of the week. I won't have many minutes to spend on this, and you can all read it. Our book that we're referencing here is our sugar detox book. Is that the name of the book, Ginny? What's the name of the book?
This is out of the sugar toxicity book.
And what's the title of the book? I haven't
got Exposing Sugar Toxicity, the clinical perspective. You wrote about the vagus nerve in the sugar toxicity book.
Okay, good. Thank you. I need Ginny's backup. Anyway, why the vagus nerve is trending on social media. See, what we have to do now in terms of marketing, because the FDA won't let us tell you our formulas can help you, but my study, we can tell you that. We have to look at the trends and sort of write our blogs according to the trends that people are looking for. So it turns out that the vagus nerve is trending. And I'll jump right to the conclusion. I think the vagus nerve is trending because so many people are on Ozempic, and Ozempic paralyzes the vagus nerve. So people are hearing about the vagus nerve, and they're finding out that it does more than just kind of suppress your appetite when you paralyze the vagus nerve. It's working on your eyes, ears, tongue, esophagus, stomach. It goes into the brain, it goes past your stomach. So it continuously sends information back to the brain about the state of the body. It's regulating your breathing, your digestion, your stomach emptying, your blood sugar balance, your appetite, your satiety signals, how full you feel, your heart rate, hormone release, including stress response. So when you kill the vagus nerve, you're affecting all these areas and feeling fatigue, anxiety, dizziness, heart palpitations, etc. So what's missing in a lot of the blogs that talk about hacking the vagus nerve with, you know, a cold plunge or meditation or a sauna or whatever, or some breathing, something, because the vagus nerve is in the neck, you can affect it with your breathing. So what we look at is sugar toxicity, which also affects the vagus nerve. We work on that. And we just, with this blog at drcarolyndean.com, we just alert you to the fact that you can take care of your own health and vagus nerve with just our formulas, with being healthy, you know, the sleep, the exercise, getting sunlight type of lifestyle information. So with the GLP-1 business, just, I mean, affecting so much, even what people are searching in terms of this vagus nerve, I was shocked. I have to say that just this morning when I was going through information, Serena Williams, an incredible tennis star, has a big ad out now about how GLP-1 helped her lose 30 pounds. And then Tom Brady has a telemedicine company now that's promoting GLP-1. So we're in a stage where kind of the brainwashing and marketing manipulation has just gotten so tough to deal with because you want to do what Serena Williams does. You want to do what the GOAT Tom Brady does. So it's a generation, I guess you'd say, of overweight people who are getting on this drug that has potential fatal side effects, and it's being promoted by your heroes. So yeah, it's the power of marketing and how good they've become at brainwashing people to demand something that's bad for them. So I'll go to Ginny because she's just going to be so.
Well, in spite of all the side effects and all the problems that everybody's had and experienced, and all the hair loss, sudden loss of vision. I mean, you could just go on. Vagus nerve. Now they're discovering that they have to be on the drug for the rest of their lives, like a type 1 insulin diabetic. And if they don't stay on the drug for the rest of their lives, they are going to be gaining the weight back and returning to all the behaviors. Now, I don't think they understand that the GLP-1 peptide sequence actually turns them into a Gila monster, and they don't want to eat for that reason. So not only are they being, taking a drug, but they're actually being altered from their human appetite, and they're being turned into the appetite of a lizard. I mean, I think that's just despicable. It's despicable.
Right.
That's how they found it. It's gross. So, you know, people have got to wise up. But Tom Brady, he's not throwing a ball anymore, probably needs the money. Serena, her days are numbered. She needs the money. So they're going to take the cash and endorse the product and say they feel good about it. And the next one that's coming is Retatide. Mm-hmm. And it's the big one. It's bigger than Ozempic because they now have a claim behind it that it will remove organ fat. So if you have a fatty liver or fatty heart, it will take that fat off of those organs, and they're using it as like salvation station. And it's going to be the same situation. It's going to be very damaging and difficult for people to get off of it once they get on it. Yeah,
amazing, but it is the marketing, and social media throws in there. They pay these bloggers and hackers to promote their message. But if you're taking your magnesium and our other formulas, you make your vagus nerve happy. You don't have to go there. It does help curb your appetite in the sense that when you're taking the nutrients that you're supposed to get in your food, you're not getting them in your food. Even that's why I have the farm here in Maui, so I can have good, healthy food. But I can't sustain myself off farm food. I have to have the formulas. And by having the formulas, I only need to eat one or two meals a day. So anyway, let's move on, Ginny, shall we?
Okay, I do have a couple questions here for you. Can we do those real quick?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay. Our wonderful Pat, who's been with us forever and is very dedicated to our products, is asking, though, about his concerns about glyphosate. And he's saying, I want to ask if we have to take Dr. Zach Bush's product. It's called Ione. And it's a liquid probiotic specifically protect against glyphosate. And Zach's claim, of course, that the product heals the internal lining and tightens the junctions that glyphosate undoes. Or is Flora Revive enough to protect your gut lining and tighten junctions?
Okay, so yes, I've been seeing a lot of that. There was another product that actually I'm going to check it out for a probiotic that heals the gut and all the rest of it. Yeah, you need good probiotics, but seriously, the gut lining is made of collagen. Mm-hmm. If you don't start with vitamin C to make the collagen and the tight junctions and make it solid and not get holes poked in it from yeast So what am I telling people these days? Take higher doses of vitamin C. Jenny and I will be going into details about vitamin C next week. You have to get your gut strong with the collagen, the precursors, vitamin C. That's number one. Then if you've had antibiotics, you know you have yeast overgrowth. So it's important to take care of that. And that's with our Flora Revive and our Pico Silver. If you want to keep eating sugar and fruit like I kind of do, I'm going to take my Flora Revive every day and my Pico Silver, one or two teaspoons a day. And then you eat some fermented food. Or you can take a probiotic, but how does he know with any 100% sense of this is going to get rid of glyphosate and heal your gut? We don't know that. They haven't done the trial that proves that. So you've got someone who's just talking about the probiotic level. This is going to cure you and is not looking at the whole picture, which I just gave you.
Right. So actually, I don't think it's a probiotic. I think it's some kind of a gut formula, but we'll have to talk a little bit more about that at another time. But I think that should get Pat in the right direction. And what I find is that our long-term customers who've been with us forever, and we've had this before, when something comes up, Gary Brecka and all his methylation, and then everybody's freaking out, oh, methylation. And then you find out from our work that magnesium is one of the biggest methylators. Our Realign, huge methylator. Vitamin D, big methylator. Everybody's fully methylated. Some of the things that are trending don't apply to you is kind of what I'm trying to say. Right. Okay, let's see. What else?
I'm just looking it up. It's Restore. Yeah, I've heard about that for a long time. And I forget what's in it, but look it up on SUPP.co and see what their trust score is. And I'll have to look up Restore Zach Bush ingredients. Because, yeah, I mean, humic. Okay, so he's got humic, which we have in Flora Revive. And trace minerals, which is in humic fulvic, and our minerals, lignite, which is a type of humic. So he's just doing the dirt stuff. So you've got it already in Flora Revive. So there.
Flora Revive will be back in stock probably within the next 10 days. Yeah, we're still waiting. We did a big switch out on our labels and we upgraded everything and we had a problem with our printer. So it put us behind on all kinds of stuff, but it should be on its way fairly soon. Other question, do low platelets mean low iron, Carolyn? And if so, does Realign help with low iron?
Well, low platelets usually mean low vitamin C. So look at that. And low iron, iron is interesting because there's mechanisms in the body that scoop the iron back into the body. You don't lose a lot of iron. And that's where some people are concerned that a lot of people who take iron get iron overload because they think they need iron. So I can't really go into any detail about iron and anemia as a medical problem. But what happens with iron is that it needs copper to make the molecule called ceruloplasm to be the transporter of iron to take it where it's needed. So this is where you have to look at our Remite with copper in it or our zinc copper. It's called Pico Zinc Plus, and the plus is the copper. So iron is more about copper than it is about just plain old iron. We have the iron. It's just not being transported properly if a person is low in copper.
Very good. Final question we'll do really quick. What about low sleep, having a hard time sleeping? What do you recommend for loss of sleep?
Our REMAG at bedtime, writing a list of things that bother you so that you don't let them roll around in your head. Write out that list, or if you've got a big day the next day, write out your list of what you're meant to do so you won't forget, because your mind's just going to keep rolling. And then I gave a little sleep hack a couple of weeks ago, and I like it. And it's very simple. I think it's a military hack. You inhale for four counts. So 1, 2, 3, 4, inhaling, and then hold gently for seven counts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And it can be that fast. And then you exhale for eight counts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And there's something that does. You're counting your breath, which means you can't really be ruminating about things, and you calm your nervous system. You know how people say, oh, she's freaked out, take a deep breath. It's about that type of breathing. So those are a couple of things you can work on. And I'm sure this person who's asking is already on REMAG. Maybe melatonin would be helpful. I mean, melatonin is a great antioxidant. It does a lot more than help the sleep pattern. So that's enough to start on.
Excellent. Okay, let's keep going. What's next?
Okay. Testimonials. I love these. A review on Pico Pets for REMAG from Nick, who says, we have a new rescue dog whose history is unknown. She tends to have a lot of anxiety, especially in public places. We like to focus on more natural health remedies. So we decided to try this product. It seems to be helping quite a bit, and our dog seems more relaxed. So that's wonderful. Did I ever tell you, Ginny, about the dog on the walk? Alita is her name. And I put REMAG lotion on my legs, of course. And Alita licks my knees all the time. And we joke that she's getting her magnesium.
That's great. That's awesome.
Next one, again, REMAG from Sherry, who said, I've been using Dr. Dean's products for many years. Numerous changes have occurred that many of my doctors cannot explain. Several things we just deal with have been cured. I no longer have migraines. Vitamin D is no longer deficient. And then she says, find out what your body needs and then look at the products and select what you need to get back in balance. Now, we don't say that. We say that I've figured out the building blocks, and they're the basics that we've all known about. And I'm telling people just to take some of everything. It's not matching a disease with one or two nutrients, except in the case of yeast overgrowth, it is Flora Revive and Pico Silver. But we're saying all the nutrients have a place. I made a note here. I've spent 50 years finding out what everybody needs and put it in a handful of formulas, which are stable mineral ions that you cannot get anywhere else. Seriously, we're kind of light on this show and have fun, but you cannot find these minerals anywhere else in the world. We have a monopoly on them. So there. And of course, we have our food-based vitamins, algae-based omega-3. Everybody needs magnesium. That's our REMAG. It powers 80% of known metabolic functions. That's where you start. And then a review on RNA Reset for Remite from G, who said, I noticed more energy during the day and sleep better at night. And the last review about REMAG is, I like the product very much. Magnesium supplementation is something that every doctor and or health conscious entity agrees on. So that's perfect. Okay, shall I jump right into the pros and cons of supplements, drugs, and research? Jenny? She'll say yes.
Yes, I just said yes, of course.
Dr. Joseph Mercola's blog today talked about magnesium absorption. About 80% of the magnesium he is saying, or whoever writes his articles is saying, 80% of the magnesium you get from food is absorbed passively. It passes between your intestinal cells through tiny gates made of proteins called claudins, C-L-A-U-D-I-N-S, not through the cells themselves. Now, I don't think that's a true statement, because you will find references that say the body absorbs magnesium from food typically around 20 to 30%. And that bit, you know, it may be two different conversations there, but that's what I know. All conventional forms of magnesium compounds face the same biological challenge. They dissolve quickly and release magnesium before they reach the zone where most passive absorption occurs. Now, I don't know about that either, because they don't really dissolve that quickly. And when, So Mercola is pushing passive absorption. Then he gets into liposomal magnesium. That's what he's pushing. He's probably selling it. He says liposomal magnesium sidesteps this absorption challenge entirely by wrapping magnesium inside tiny fat-based bubbles called liposomes. Magnesium gets absorbed the same way your body absorbs dietary fats, directly into your cells, right in the upper intestine where fat absorption is most active. Now, this just, it doesn't make sense. It's not a magnesium ion that is put in fat bubbles. It's a magnesium compound. Magnesium compounds are too big to get through cell mineral ion channels that are the size of ions, picometer in size. So I'll get Rachel to put up this neat visual comparison. Yeah, thanks. There it is. It's so cute. So what you've got is a picometer magnesium ion that's the size of a peanut. A magnesium compound is the size of a baseball. And this fat bubble makes this liposomal magnesium the size of a basketball. And measurement-wise, that's the relationship. So liposomal delivery, according to AI sources that I talked to about this, liposomal delivery does not depend on these clotting gates or concentration levels or the timing window, like food-based magnesium. Liposomal delivery represents the most advanced supplement research for maximizing the total amount of magnesium that reaches your bloodstream. However, there's two, this is what happens with AI. If you do basic Google AI, they give you superficial information. Deep AI will give you scientific information, and the science we know is corrupted. So I think the bottom line that I'll come to is that you have to look at this information, listen to the information I'm giving, and then use your own common sense. So when I searched Google about the absorption of liposomal magnesium, it assured me that it's well absorbed and immediately referenced the very Mercola article I'm critiquing, and it didn't go any deeper. And when I searched with another AI tool and gave very specific directions, I got another perspective. I asked, doesn't magnesium enter cells through a cell mineral ion channel? So how can a large magnesium compound in a liposomal sphere crash into a cell? I said, and I continued, it doesn't make physical sense. And I said, of course, I'm looking at our unique picometer-sized magnesium ions that we know from our Purdue study are fully absorbed at the cellular level. AI said, your point is spot on. They suck up to people. You got to know that. So anyway, your point is spot on, Dr. Dean. And it gets right to the core biophysical issue. Magnesium ions don't crash into cells via bulk fat absorption like dietary triglycerides or fat-soluble vitamins. They cross cell membranes primarily through specialized ion channels and transporters in the intestine for uptake in various intracellular channels. These are narrow, hydrated pores that are selective for bare charged ions of the right size, not for bulky lipid vesicles carrying a payload. The Mercola article published today, April 6, 2026, promotes liposomal magnesium as sidestepping intestinal barriers like clotting tight junctions, concentration-dependent paracellular transport, limited absorption windows for conventional magnesium forms. I know, TMI, too much information. But anyway, the article claims the liposomes allow direct absorption, quote, the same way you absorb dietary fats, quote, into the upper intestine and then directly into your cells. Liposomal magnesium can interact with intestinal epithelial cells via endocytosis. So the cell engulfs the liposome, and then there's membrane fusion or lipid exchange. Once inside this enterocyte, I call it, which is a specialized epithelial cell lining the intestines that absorb nutrients. This is the job of these enterocytes. And they, so they're absorbing nutrients. The liposome would, inside this enterocyte, need to release its magnesium compound, after which the free magnesium that disassociates would still need to exit that cell into the bloodstream. So it's step by step by step. So I think I'm asking this question to myself. Are liposomal marketers confusing us by saying that the liposomal magnesium is being absorbed into these specialized epithelial cells, which are not organ and not tissue cells? So AI goes on to say, this is not the same as dietary fat absorption, et cetera, et cetera. Liposomals don't mimic chylomicron pathways for minerals. So claims of bypassing certain gates into your bloodstream overstates the case. Liposomes may improve uptake modestly for some compounds. Evidence for liposomal magnesium specifically is limited and mixed. And they went on to say that in some study they did, they only found that liposomal iron was the only thing that got absorbed. And I think they began to conclude marketing language like tiny fat-based bubbles getting magnesium directly into your cells in the upper intestine sounds appealing, but doesn't align with how ion channels work. So the liposome doesn't crash intact through a channel. Any magnesium would still depend on ion transport mechanisms downstream. So blah, blah, blah. And then they say, your REMAG formulation takes a different route. And using a proprietary process to create our picometer-sized magnesium ion goes straight into the cells, et cetera, measured within 30 minutes in human subjects. So they just sort of stroke my ego by mentioning my study. So there you go. I think they end by saying the Mercola piece overreaches by framing liposomal magnesium as a revolutionary bypass that blah, 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 doesn't depend on this, that, or the other thing, and representing the most advanced approach. So the evidence doesn't support these outsized claims for magnesium absorption. So then actually, then I asked about the blood testing. I know, I'm sorry, it just goes on and on and on. And one statistic that they said was a magnesium ion is 1/40 millionth the width of a human hair. So that's the peanut you see there. And that's the size needed to slip straight through the ion channels. And the blood testing they're doing to talk about their absorption, I asked about that and said, most supplement companies boast about absorption based on tiny changes in total serum magnesium. That's the old school blood test. But that looks at only less than 1% of the body's magnesium and misses the active ionized fraction of our cells that our cells actually use. In your REMAG pilot study, you measured circulating ionized magnesium, the functional form, and saw a clear, rapid rise after one dose. And that's what really matters for real cellular delivery. So when a liposomal product claims great absorption because serum total magnesium budged a bit, remember, the magnesium still has to become a free ion, get transported properly, and reach the cells. And in the midst of all that, that magnesium ion is constantly binding up to anion and cation and anions. So they're binding back up because they're so highly charged. Phew. So this reinforces why your picometer size stabilized ions shine. They're designed for direct channel uptake and show up quickly when it counts in the ionized bioavailable pool. Ginny, what did you think of all that? Yep. Talk. A lot of words.
I thought it was fantastic, of course, because we have the ion. And that's just the greatest thing ever to be able to know that our form of magnesium is the most highly absorbed. It's scientifically proven. It's proven through clinical research. Mm-hmm. And some of these other claims, people know that absorption is a problem for magnesium. And so other people are trying to find a way to counter our claims by trying to tout their product as having an edge or an advantage or only crosses the blood-brain barrier, whatever it is, but none of it's really relevant, as you've just read here. And it's important to reinforce that for people who are wondering about the formulas and is this really what I need to do? And is there anything else I should consider? Like, do I need magnesium L-threonate for my brain? Which the answer is absolutely not. Mm-hmm. And so it's just important to continue to reinforce this point. And the more clarity people get and the more they understand, the more confident they'll be in recommending the product, because that's what we rely on is recommendations, just like everybody else does. Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. Let's see if we can get to some articles. Oh my gosh, Ginny, 8 minutes.
I know.
Okay, Rachel, the Church of Cardiology strikes again. So this is our buddy, Nick Norwitz, our MD, PhD podcaster. He has a sharp critique of cardiology dogma with New England Journal of Medicine data that says the lower the cholesterol, the better. And he's trying to expose their bias. And I mean, he's taking some strong stands because there's this big war out there now. If you look up statins are good for you, cholesterol is bad, you'll get a ton of information. If you look up cholesterol is good for you, statins are bad, you'll get a ton of information. It's like, you know, they almost neutralize each other into the frustration of trying to figure out who's right. So he does say there's a systemic problem that he says is actively harming people. And that problem is that there's a big new study that says lower cholesterol is better. And an LDL of 100 is normal, but this study pushed people to go below 70 and another group to go below 55 with several anti-cholesterol drugs. So the primary endpoint of this particular study, New England Journal of Medicine, was cardiovascular death, heart attack, stroke, revascularization or hospitalization for unstable angina. It showed a 33% relative risk reduction. And, you know, true to his awesomeness, Nick says, but there was a 3.1 absolute risk reduction. I talk about all the time that a study will just, or articles or promotion of a study will push relative risk, 33%, whoa, but absolute risk, only 3.1. Now, he even said, though, that a absolute risk of 3.1 is impressive. And, you know, it's 3 lives out of 100, but in the sense of you don't need to do these drugs at all. Anyway, so this intensive lipid lowering group includes many medications, each with distinct mechanisms and potential off-target effects. Off-target effects means side effects. So you are going to be hit by both sides of cholesterol bad, cholesterol good. There's even a longevity study showing that long-lived people have the higher cholesterol. So I guess what I would say, the best tact, T-A-C-T, to take is to say, well, I'd like to live my life without drugs. What can I do instead? So that's the way I would look at it. And as I said, we'll talk about vitamin C next week, and that has to do with cholesterol and atherosclerosis and Lp(a) cholesterol, which is now the bad guy, because we know LDL is not the bad guy. I'll try to do a couple more studies. We'll go over a few minutes. The next study, a major 8-year study, exposes the hidden brain cost of a habit millions consider healthy, diet soda. Now, seriously, in 2005, I was writing about this in Death by Modern Medicine, and they finally done a study, and they talk about millions of people reaching for diet sodas. Now, back in the day, they were saying that there were like thousands of products that had aspartame and Splenda and different artificial sweeteners. So people are choosing these products because they believe they're making a healthier choice because it says diet. It's a brilliant marketing ploy. They are allowed to say their products have no sugar, fewer calories, better for your waistline. What almost none of them realize is that those sweeteners may be doing to their brain over time. So that's what they came out with in this study in neurology. People who consume the highest amounts of artificial sweeteners experience 32% faster memory decline, 62% faster decline in overall thinking ability, 173% faster decline in verbal fluency. Now, is that relative risk or absolute risk? I don't know, but it's not good stuff. What the aspartame itself does is it breaks down into formaldehyde. And they say, oh, it's only a small amount. And, oh, you do get formaldehyde breakdown from certain fruits. But no, this is not good. So then they go on. They looked at 13,000 individuals. And they were looking at all of them. Now, that's not good. They clumped them all together. They even had erythritol and xylitol and sorbitol in there. People with diabetes who are often actively encouraged by their doctors to use artificial sweeteners instead of sugar showed the strongest cognitive decline of all. They didn't talk about the mechanisms. They didn't talk about the formaldehyde or anything that would, you know, make you understand what's going on. And they just said several of the sweeteners studied appear to affect how blood flows to the brain. And it's apparently it doesn't flow as well. And I don't know, is that the capillaries get clogged or they're tensed up or go into spasm? Don't know. Of course, they recommend honey and maple syrup and all that, organic dates and figs for baking and smoothies. But I'd say stevia, that's what we sweeten our protein powder with. Basically, be sure and read labels on products marketed as healthy. And feed your brain what it actually needs. Omega-3 fatty acids from salmon, sardines, and walnuts, dark berries, dark green leafies, and our formulas. So, Ginny, will we stop here? What's your sense of timing?
Yes, I think this is a good place to break. We've had a great following on X tonight, and we've had all kinds of wonderful people on YouTube and Facebook, and I think they're probably absolutely overwhelmed with all the information that they've heard tonight, maybe even for the very first time, trying to make sense of everything. So I think that this is a perfect place to stop.
Excellent. And now I'll give hearts, but do you see I've got a heart shirt on?
You do have a heart
it's
shirt.
Valentine's. I lost it. Great. I couldn't find it for Valentine's.
My reactions still aren't working for some reason. But let me just also say that, because they're turned off. But let me just also say that for those of you who are just encountering Carolyn for the first time, please check out her website, drcd.com. It's just the very best website for all kinds of trending health information and clean, clear information that's not going to overwhelm you or break your wallet. If you are interested in learning more about the products and our stabilized ions, please definitely visit rnareset.com where you can learn about that for yourself. Check out our blogs. There's all kinds of fabulous and wonderful information in our blogs about magnesium being the master of your metabolic state, much more than a GLP-1. Check it out. And of course, for all of you pet lovers out there, we do have picopets.com where we keep all of our mineral products properly packaged and dosed for kitty cats like Miss B and Carolyn. I did not even get to tell you my kitty cat testimonial about Miss B. So I'm going to throw it in really quick. My cat, 13 years old, and she's been on the formulas her whole life because I throw them in her water and she drinks out of the dog's bowls and all the rest. I just took her to the vets for the first time in several years. And because she hasn't really needed to go, but I thought senior wellness check, her levels on everything were perfect. No kidney, no diabetes, no problems, no joints, no inflammation. Perfect blood, perfect urine, perfect everything. She is the pinnacle of kitty cat health, and her diet is awful. I've never been able to get anything but trashy cat food down that cat's throat, and she's perfectly healthy. So Pico Pets, it works. Animals and dogs and cats are very similar in that regard. Check out our customer service. Check out the website. Learn more for yourself.
Let me just ask before, is Miss B still feisty?
She's calmed down a little bit because she's 13. Yeah.
She's very feisty.
She did have to get gassed. The vet had to put her under to do the exam because she was scratching and barking and hissing and biting. So the answer in that regard is yes. Yeah. He said, okay, I know how to fix this. But her teeth, perfect. I mean, I was just stunned. She's in great health. So, okay. And of course, you know, I should have realized that, but you know, what can you say? You're always concerned. Well, you get bombarded with so much information, and especially about poor food, especially for cats. But she doesn't seem to
tell people, you know, go to your doctor, go to your vet, but try to block from your mind what they'll tell you, like, oh, this organ is never going to get better.
Yes.
I mean, I get a friend told me that today. Oh, the doctor said this is never. Your cells are constantly renewing. The cells you have in your whole body will not be the same cells in 7 years, including the brain. So what we're telling people, you can make a new heart, liver, whatever, in under a year. And you do that by taking our formulas to make healthy cells. And the bad cells that were causing problems, they're gone.
Yes.
The whole autophagy is the word for cleaning out your cells. And magnesium actually is helpful there. All our nutrients are making your body renewed and healthy, yes. Like mine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So thank you, everybody. Yes. Okay. Now my reactions are working. Have a wonderful week. We're going to be back. Come back and join us again. And thank you.
Aloha, everybody. Thank you. Aloha.
You have been listening to Dr. Carolyn Dean, the Doctor of the Future. Become a member of DrCarolynDean.com and get access to all her leading edge of creation information, as well as archives, webinars, and other valuable media resources. Join Dr. Dean and Ginny Almighty same time again next week.